今天的讲题是试探与反应。
Our preaching today is temptation and response.
但是不是我讲。
I am not the speaker today.
是英灵弟兄要分享今天的信息。
And it is Brother Andy who will share.
我记得在我们还在Wyoming那个会公会聚会的时候。
I remember when we were still worshiping at the Methodist Church at Wyoming.
好像很久的事情，又好像不久的事情。
It seems like it's so long ago, and yet it hasn't really been that long.
那个时候我问英灵弟兄，你要不要讲道？
At that time, I asked Brother Andy if he wants to preach.
他说不要。
He said, "Oh no, no."
那么过了好几年。
And so after a few years,
我再问他。
I asked him again.
他答应。
And he accepted.
所以我心里很高兴。
So I was very glad.
今天是他在这里第二次分享。
And so this is the second time you share this message with us.
所以盼望弟兄姐妹朋友们专心听他的分享。
So brothers and sisters and friends, please be attentive.
各位弟兄姐妹好。
Good morning to you, brothers and sisters.
就像牧师讲的，这是我第二次跟大家分享。
Just as the pastor has said, this is my second time I'll be sharing with you.
第一次分享是在好像在去年的九月，也是我做主席的时候。
Last time I believe it was in September, and I was also the presider.
现在很快，已经半年过去了。
So time flew by, and it's been half a year.
第一次的时候非常紧张。
The first time was very nerve-wracking for me.
这一次好得多了。
This time is so much better. I'm still very nervous, but it's so much better.
第一次牧师跟我讲了以后，拖拖拉拉大概拖了四个月。
Actually, the first time after the pastor asked me, I kind of delayed it for about 4 months.
这次只有 delay 两个月。
This time is only 2 months.
我想我们在神里面也希望大家都一样，都能够一直往前走，一直进步。
So I hope that in Christ we can all gradually move forward.
今天我们看这个主题，我们来试探和反应。让我们先把圣经打开，我们看一下马太福音第四章第一节到十一节。
We're going to look at temptation and response. So please open your Bible to Matthew chapter 4, verses 1-11.
我们只念中文的部分英文呢大家跟着一起看。
We are only going to read it in Chinese, so please follow in your English Bible.
来我们一起来第四章第一节当时等一下看找到没有。好来我们一起来。
当时耶稣被圣灵引导到旷野受魔鬼的试探，他进食四十昼夜，后来作恶。那施难人的心肠难碎，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”耶稣又回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切好话。”魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿阶上，对他说：“你若是神的儿子。”可以要下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探你的身体。魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万万国的王都指给他看，对他说，你若不拜我。我就把这一切都赐给你。耶稣说：“撒旦，废去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍奉。
什么叫做试探
？What is temptation？
试探是一种诱惑。
Temptation is a kind of enticement。
试探也是一种考验。
It is also a test.
是我们每一个人都经历过试探。
Every one of us have been tempted.
就连神子耶稣也受到试探。
Even the Son of God, Jesus.
现代的科学家都同样的同意，就是说人的行为模式受到环境、遗传、社会文化的影响。
All the modern scientists have agreed that we are all, how we respond to things are affected by our environment, our genes, our culture, and our culture.
这些当你接收到信息的时候，这些都是以你的大脑为中心。
So all of this, after we receive a message, then it goes to the brain.
然后就会产生一个行为，产生一个反应。
Then it will have a reaction.
脑就像这个电脑的这个中央，这叫中央处理器。
The brain of a person is just like the CPU of a computer.
就是当他接收到这些信息的时候，他就进去，他就处理，然后就产生一些报告，一些资料。
So you inputted all these things, and then it will create then a report.
因为目前科学家他知道这个过程，可是他不能了解这个讯息进去以后到我们脑里面，到时候他是。如何处理？他只知道他在处理，可是他不知道他如何处理。
So what the scientist doesn't know is after a person receives all this information, they know there will be a response, but they don't know how the brain is going to process and respond.
比如说，他不知道当你反应出来的时候，有多少是受到你环境素的影响。
For example, they don't know how much of the response is going to be affected by your gene.
还不知道你反映出来的有多少是受这个你的社会文化的影响。
Or they don't know how much of the response is going to be affected by the culture.
他不知道多少是受到你当时的环境的影响。
Or they don't know how much of this response is related or is going to be influenced by the environment you're in at that time.
我们了解不同的人碰到不同的试探一定会不同。
We understand that different people, as they face different temptations, will have different response.
但是相不同的人碰到相同的试探，也会有不同的。
But different people faced with the same temptation will also have different responses.
在圣经上有两个例子，我们来看一下。
There are two examples in the Bible, so let us look at it.
首先我们看约瑟。
Let's look at Joseph.
约瑟大家都知道这个名字。
We are familiar with his name, Joseph.
约瑟被卖到埃及以后。
After Joseph was sold to Egypt.
他被法老的侍卫长叫做波提法买了去。
He was purchased by the captain of the guard, Potiphar.
让他担任家里的管家。
And so he became the headmaster of all his business.
主人很重视
他。The Potiphar looked upon Joseph highly.
主人的妻子也很爱他。
Potiphar's wife also liked him a lot.
但是他要求约瑟跟他同寝。
So she invited Joseph to go to bed with him.
约瑟不肯答应。
But Joseph refused.
结果主人的妻子就诬告约瑟。
And so then this wife then falsely accused Joseph.
结果约瑟就被下了监牢。
So then Joseph was put in jail.
我们再看另外一个例子。
Let's look at another example.
我们都知道大卫王。
We know King David.
当他碰到拔示巴的诱惑的时候。
And when he was tempted by Bathsheba.
他没有办法拒绝。
He had no way to refuse.
他犯了罪。
He committed sin.
他不单单犯了，就是因为当时的律法规定你不能够跟这个有夫之妇一起同寝。
Because the law at that time is that you cannot be with another woman who has a husband.
他不单单犯了这个罪，他还企图掩饰这个罪。
Not only did he committed the sin, but he also tried to cover up.
他甚至把拔示巴的先生派到战场上最危险的地方。
He even sent Bathsheba's husband to the front line of the battle.
结果最后拔示巴的先生就战死。
So as a result, he died in the war.
这两个人在圣经上同样都受到神的重用。
These two persons were used by God.
当他们面临试探的时候，却完全不同的反应。
But as they face temptation, they have a completely different response.
约瑟不单单在生前受到神的重用。
Not only was Joseph used by God before he died.
他在死后，他的骨头也被以色列人一起带出去，最后被葬在迦南地。
And after he passed away, as the Jews leave or left Egypt, his remains were carried with them to the Promised Land.
大卫虽然贵为一国之君啊。
So even though King David was a king of a country,
但是他受到神很重的刑罚。
But he was punished by God heavily.
神派了拿单跟他说。
God sent Nathan to tell him.
刀剑必永不离开你的家。
The sword will never leave your family.
对试探，我们每一个人的反应都会不一样。
How we respond to temptation is going to be different with each one of us.
这是我们每一个人自己的选择。
It is our own choice.
所以你也就必须承担这个后果。
And so you will have to live with the consequence.
主耶稣受到试探的时候，他怎么反应呢？
How did Jesus respond when he was tempted?
第四章第二节这边讲，我们先来看看主耶稣基督受到第一个试探的时候，我们看第二节到第四节，他进食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。那试探人的进前来对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活的不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”让我们来想想看当时的这个情景。
So when Jesus was first tempted, as we read in Matthew chapter 4, verse 2 to 4, it says, After passing 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, It is written, Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So let us think about the situation at that time.
经过四十天的禁食，肚子饿。
After 40 days and 40 nights without food, he's hungry.
魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子，就把这些石头变成食物。”
Devil told Jesus, "Well, if you're hungry, turn the stone into bread."
你认为主耶稣基督做得到吗？
Do you think Jesus is able to do that?
答案是肯定。
The answer is definite.
但他有去做吗？
But did he do it?
没有。
No.
我印象中，我好像最长的禁食啊，就是没吃过大概是三餐。
I remember the longest I have gone without food is about three meals.
那是因为要体检。
And that was because I have to go for physical.
我们会众当中有没有超过三顿的？没吃过超过三顿。
Are there any among us who have?Fasted or have not had food for more than three meals.
我在 Google 上面查了一下资料。
And I tried to Google some material.
查一下有关禁食的这个情况。
And I was Googling about fasting.
这个资料上说，禁食的初期的时候，身体会用其他的方式来维持你的生存。
In the very beginning stage of a fast, the body itself will use different source of energy to maintain the body.
So, 比如说它会由肝脏抽取的肝糖嘛，然后把它转变成葡萄糖。
So, the body is going to pull glucagon out of the liver and convert it into simple sugar.
或者从脂肪当中抽取这个所谓的脂肪酸，然后把甚至动用肉体内里面的蛋白质。
And if it goes further, then the body is going to pull the fat, or it will even then go to pull protein.
蛋白质如果继续流失的话，会导致死亡。
And if the protein is greatly depleted, it's going to lead to death.
资料上说，禁食三天以后，你的饥饿感就会消失。
After 3 days of fasting or starvation.Your sense of hunger will diminish, will go away, actually.
可是当你再次感到饥饿的时候，
But then once you feel hungry again,
你就要小心。
You have to be careful.
因为身体已经耗尽它所有积存的这些脂肪。
Because the body at that time has already exhausted all the stored fat.
它已经要开始消耗一些重要的细胞。
It is going then going to it's beginning to break down some important cells in the body.
所以圣经第二节在这边说，他进食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
So in verse 2 it says, after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
应该就是身体已经要开始消耗一些重要的细胞。
It would be the time when the body is then beginning to break down important cells.
魔鬼在这个时候用食物来诱惑耶稣。
At that particular time, the devil used food to tempt Jesus.
但耶稣用生命记八章三节的话来回答他。
But Jesus used the word from Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 to answer him.
生命记八章三节上面说，他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你吃。这后面这句，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠耶和华口里所出的一切话。
In Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3 it says, And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not. So the last part of the verse it says, To teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
生命记这本书是以色列人在旷野徘徊的时候神赐给他们。
Deuteronomy was the word given to the Israelites while they were wandering in the wilderness.
就像神的时候在旷野带领他们一样，白天云柱，晚上火柱。
Just as God led them in the wilderness using the pillar of cloud during the day and the pillar of fire during the night.
神让以色列人四十年在旷野，神考验他们有没有资格来做这个迦南美地的主人。
God, put the Israelites there wandering in the wilderness for 40 years trying to see if they are worth being the leader of the promised land.
但以色列人仍是没有办法脱离这种奴隶的心态，因为他们被埃及统治了四百年。
But the Israelites were not able to get rid of the mentality of a slave because they have been enslaved by the Egyptians for 400 years.
他们怀念埃及有肉的那些日子。
They were thinking back at the days in Egypt when they can have meat.
神借着40年在旷野，希望磨练他们以色列民，让他们学习怎么依靠神。
God used 40 years to try to test or train the Israelites to rely on him.
神要他们明白，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
God wants them to understand that man does not live on the bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
结果这一代以色列在这个整个的试验当中失败。
But unfortunately, that particular generation of the Israelites failed.
以色列在旷野中至少死掉一百万人。
And there were about 10 million that died in the wilderness. 1 million?
其实没有一个人是饿死。
Actually, not one of them died of hunger.
希伯来书三章十九节里面说，他们不能进入安息，是因为他们不信。
In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 19 it says, So we see that they were not able to enter because of their unbelief.
是因为他们不信神的话。
It's because of their unbelief of God's word.
我们都知道食物重要。
We know the importance of food.
因为它供应我们身体的需要。
Because they supply what our body needs.
我们也知道神的话是什么。
We know God's word is important.
因为它供应我们生命的需要。
Because it supplies for our life.
可是从这一句话，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一些话，我们到底学到了什么？
So from this verse, it says, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. So what have we learned from it?
其实这一句话它告诉我们，不要靠人的能力，而要靠神的能力。
This verse tells us, do not rely on man's strength, but rely on God's strength.
什么叫不要靠人的能力，要靠神的能
力？ So what does it mean not to rely on man's strength, but rely on God's strength?
当你失业， 不要去找工作，蹲在家里祷告，这叫不叫不靠神？
So if you have lost your job, you just sit home and wait for the job to come to you. Is this called relying on God's word?
生病了，不去看医生，在家里祷告，这是不是不靠神的能力，靠神？
If you're sick, you don't go and see the doctor, you just sit home and wait to get healed. Is this called not relying on man's strength, but on God's strength?
我有一个朋友，他比较晚婚。
I have a friend, he married late in life.
他怀孕，他不，他夫妻怀孕。太太。
His wife was pregnant.
结果他们要去检查了。
So they want to go see the doctor.
就被诊断出来有那个那叫蒙古唐氏症，蒙古大唐氏症。
And so, as they go, they examine the fetus and they found that the fetus have Down syndrome.
这当然很难过了。
So they are, of course, very sad.
所以教会为他们祷告。
So the church prayed for them.
当要面临这个要不要拿掉的时候。
And so as they are facing whether to abort the fetus,
神感动了一位弟兄。
God touched the heart of another brother.
他跟他说。
He told him,
假如你生出来你不愿意抚养他的话，我愿意抚养。
He said, if after the child was born, the child, you are not willing to raise this child, I will be willing to raise the child.
这个小孩子现在已经西北大学毕业了。
This child has already graduated from university in Northwestern University.
相信神的安排就是依靠神。
To trust in God's arrangement and that is trusting in God's will.
你还在做你该做的事。
You still have to do what you ought to do.
但你要相信神会安排。
But you have to believe God's arrangement.
我们来再看第二个，第二个情况之下，神受到试探，受到权力的试探。
Let's look at the second situation that God was tempted.
我们看第五节到第七节。
Let's look at verse 5-7.
魔鬼就进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去。”因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against the stone.
魔鬼用食物试探神，但不能成功。
The devil used food to tempt God, but he failed.
他就换一种方式。
So he changed another method.
他用一个权力的诱惑来试探。
He tempted Jesus with power.
我们可以换一种说法，说用这个特权。
Or maybe we can say special power.
特权的滋味到底怎么样？我不晓得你们尝过没有。
I don't know if you have ever tasted, say special privilege that you received.
有特权是不是很方便很好用？
Is it really good to have special privilege?
我在小的时候我尝过这个好处。
When I was younger, I actually have a little taste of special privilege.
因为你们知道，不管是在哪里，每年过年过节的时候，收这个火车票是很难弄。
You probably know, no matter where you are, during the holiday, it is very difficult to buy a train ticket.
我有一位朋友，他父亲是交通部的一个官。
I had a friend whose father worked in the transportation department.
我们就请他帮忙。
So we asked him to help.
他就拿出一张名片，他的名片。
So he gave us his business card.
他就写了某某站长。
And so on the back of it, he wrote so and so.
请开两张到台中的票。
Please give him two tickets to middle of Taiwan, mid Taiwan.
某某某某上
and then so and so He wrote his name.
那我们就拿着这张名片，肖像名片啊，就跑，就到车站去。
So we got hold of this business card and we went to the train station.
人山人海的，排队人山人海。
There were lots and lots of people.
哎，我们就进去以后就走到一个小房间。
So after we entered, we went to a little room.
哎，那房间里面也有人排队。
There were also a line in the room.
哎，可是那个队跟外面来比的差很短。外面比较长。
But compared to the lines out there, it's not comparable.
哎，每一个人呢，手上你看不是拿着信，就是拿着一个名片。
And everybody in line, either they have a letter in their hand or they have a business card in their hand.
大概不到十分钟，我就拿到票。
So in about 10 minutes, we got our ticket.
以后的几年，我们都每年都有这种特权的优待。
So after that, every year we enjoy this special privilege.
到后来，我同学也不找他复信息了。
And so later, my friend would not even ask his dad.
他就自己代父出证。
And so he would just dare himself.
他就自己签字自己写。
So he just wrote it down and he signed the card.
所以所有的好朋友或者好朋友的朋友都收到这个特权的优待。
And so the good friends and the friends of the good friends all received this special privilege.
弟兄姐妹，一位交通部的官都能有这种特权。
Brothers and sisters, even a transportation official have this special privilege.
假如是一位掌管天上地下的神呢？
How about if it is a God who is sovereign over everything?
魔鬼对耶稣说，你若是神的儿子，你可以跳下去，因为主会吩咐使者。
The devil told Jesus, if you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written.
耶稣有这个权利吗?
Does Jesus have this power, authority?
当然。
Of course he has.
他有这样做吗?
But did he do it?
他没有这样。
No, he didn't.
耶稣用生命记六章十六节的话回答他。
Jesus answered him with the words from Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 16.
你们不可试探耶和华你们的神，像你们在马撒那样试探他。
Do not test the Lord your God as you did at Massa.
这一段话的出处呢，是当时以色列人在旷野，没有水喝。
What happened at that time was the Israelites were in the wilderness. They lacked water to drink.
他们就让摩西生了。
And so they were quarreling with Moses.
他说：“你为什么把我们从埃及带出来？”
He asked them, why did you even brought us out from Egypt?
使我们和我们的儿女我们的牲畜都要渴死。
Why did you want us and our children and our livestock to die of thirst?
摩西跟他们说你们为什么跟我争闹为什么要试探耶和华
And so Moses told them, why are you quarreling with me? Why do you test God?
耶稣告诉魔鬼说不可试探主你的神这跟我们有什么关系
Jesus told the devil, do not put the Lord your God to the test. So how is that related to us?
跟我们日常生活有什么关系?
How is that related to our daily living?
人不能试探。
Man cannot test God.
我们不要把自己放在一个处境。
Let us not put ourselves in a situation.
让神必须要从我们自己做错的愚蠢的决定里面把我们救出来。
Don't put God in a situation where God has to save us from the stupidity we did to ourselves.
有很多人明知山有偏往虎山行。
A lot of people know that there's a tiger in the mountain, and yet they deliberately go to the tiger.
还有很多不同的原因，有的是为了，说不定为了寻找刺激。
Maybe there are lots of reasons why people do that. Maybe it's because they want some excitement.
说不定是为了自己的自尊心。
Maybe it's because of the ego.
说不定是为了要表现自己的能力。
Maybe they want to show off their strength.
明知道会有问题。
They know that there is going to be a problem.
却心存侥幸。
And yet they keep going to that direction.
认为神一定会保守到我。
Thinking that, oh, God will protect me anyway.
因为神一定会救我脱离苦难。
God will deliver me anyway.
因为他是一位怜悯的神。
Because he is a merciful God.
因为他是一位有爱心的神。
Because he is a loving God.
撒旦用了一个成功机会和渺茫的事情来试探耶稣。
Devil used a method that has very little possibility of success.
他叫耶稣跳下去。
He asked Jesus to go ahead and jump.
除非神介入，不然这个成功的机会不大。
Unless God intervenes, this is not going to be successful.
在我的 business 的过程当中，有很多的时候有一些很好的，我们认为很好的 business 的机会，做生意的机会。
In my business experience, oftentimes there seems to be things that seems like it's a good idea for business.
那可是有时候谈判的过程是很长的。
Sometimes the negotiation process is rather long.
那有的时候我的 business association 或者我 partner 就会跟我说 ，Well, 我看我们不要他们，我们也能做。
Sometimes my business association or my partner will say, you know, we can do this even without them.
你懂这些东西，你懂这些产品这些东西 business 的东西。
You understand or you know all these products and process.
而且你又懂得怎么做这个风险的管制 ，control risk.
And you know about what to do for risk control.
所以。我看我们自己弄吧，我们不要等了。
So they said, well, let's not wait on them. Let's just do it ourselves.
我跟我的 business partner 说，这不是风险控制。
And so I told my partner, I said, this is not about risk control.
这是能不能承担风险。
It is whether or not we can weather
take the risk.
We can take the risk.
神让我们有，神让我今天有这个机会来碰到这个事情。
God allowed me today to face the situation.
可是他也让我看见这后面的困难在哪。
But He also allowed me to see the difficulty behind it.
弟兄姐妹，我们要小心，不要给魔鬼留地。
Brothers and sisters, let us be careful. Do not let the Satan have any place to stand.
不要把自己放在一个需要神迹才能救的地方。
Don't put yourself in a situation where you require a miracle to save you.
不要用这个来试探你。
Do not use this to test God.
然后再抱怨说神都不管我。
And then complain and say, oh, God didn't really care for me.
我们再看看魔鬼又用了另外一个试探来试探。
Let's look at another way the devil was trying to tempt Jesus.
我们看第八节到十一节。
Let's look at verse 8 to 11.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。对他说：“你若不拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。”耶稣说：“撒旦，你退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”于是魔鬼离开了耶稣，有天使来伺候
他。Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.All this I will give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus said to him, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him and angels came and attended him.
看魔鬼用物质和权力的试探来试耶稣就失败了以后。
After Satan failed with tempting Jesus with food and authority,
他就用了另外一个方法，他就把世上万国和万国的荣华拿来诱惑耶稣。
So he changed another angle and he showed Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. Satan is very tricky.
他没有说你不可以敬拜你的父神。
He didn't say you cannot worship your godfather.
他只说你若不拜。
He just said if you will bow down.
就像蛇当初对在伊甸园的时候对夏娃说的。你吃的果子不一定死。
Just as in the Garden of Eden, he tricked Eve and he told him, "If you eat it, you may not die."
他用模棱两可的话来试探。
He used words that are not that does not show a definite position to tempt Jesus.
那耶稣在这种情况之下，他就用了《生命记》六章十三节到十四节这句话来回答。
And under this circumstance, Jesus answered the devil using the words from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13 and 14.
他说你要敬这边说你要敬畏耶和华你的神侍奉他使得你的名起誓不可随从别神就是你们视为国民的神
Here it says, fear the Lord your God, serve him only, and take your oath in his name. Do not follow other gods, the gods of the peoples around you.
神愿叫以色列人去享用神给他们做的安排。
God wants the Israelites to enjoy what He has prepared for them.
让他们去美好而丰富的这个迦南地。
He wants them to go to this promised land.
可是同时他也要他们侍奉神。
But at the same time, He wants them to continue to serve Him.
对于我们每一个人，我们去享用神的安排，神的丰盛，我们都齐。
And for all of us, we are very clear about enjoying what God has given us.
可是对于侍奉神的方式和侍奉神的需要，我们就不是很清楚。
But we are unclear on how to serve God or the need to serve God.
当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他，这句话是不是说我们每一个人都要全时间、全职的侍奉，就像牧师一样？
Looking at this verse, worship the Lord your God and serve Him only. Does it mean that all of us will then have to be a full-time minister just like our pastor?
保罗在腓立比书三章十三节里面说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前。Paul
said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 13, it says, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
保罗说他心中只有一件事。
Paul said there is only one thing I do.
他只专心做一件事。
He focused on this one thing.
这世界上充满了很多的诱惑，也很多的虚荣。
There is a lot of temptation, and there is a lot of different kind of fake glory in the world.
我们的注意力很容易就被很多东西转移掉。
Our focus can easily be distracted by other things.
比方说金钱。
For example, money.
权力。
Authority.
工作,
work,
食物,
food,
爱情,
love affairs.
很多很多的事情会把我们的注意力转移掉。
A lot of things can distract us from our focus to God.
很多的时候我们在安排教会、家庭和工作上的这个先后顺序的时候，我们会有很多的挣扎和困惑。
Sometimes there is a lot of struggle, but you try to arrange the time for church, for family, for work. The priorities, when you try to prioritize things, there's a struggle.
其实我们的工作和家庭都是神.
Actually, our family and our work were all given by God.
教会、工作、家庭其实就是一件事.
The church, the family, our work are all one thing.
这件事是什么?
And what is this one thing?
荣耀神。
And it is to glorify Him.
弟兄姐妹，做什么或许不是重点。
So brothers and sisters, what the specific of what we do may not be the focus.
重点是为谁做。
The important thing is, what are you doing these for?
马太福音5章16节这边说， 你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的神。
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 16, it says, in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
这边很清楚地告诉你。
He told us here clearly.
假设我们有了好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的神。
That they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven.
最后我们做一个结论。
So let us conclude, make a conclusion.
生活当中充满了试探。
There are lots of temptation in our lives.
充满了诱惑。
There's a lot of enticement in our life.
充满了考验。
A lot of tests in our life.
希望今天这一段时间以后，以后大家碰到试探的时候。
So that after today's message, From now on, when you face a temptation,
能够用三件事情来提醒自
己。Use three things to remind yourself.
第一个，不要依靠自己的能力。
First of all, do not rely on your own strength.
要靠神的话。
But rely on God's words.
第二个，不要试探神。
Secondly, do not test our Lord.
不要把自己放在一个一定要神来解救的地方。
Do not place yourself in a situation where God must save you.
第三个，下定决心侍奉神。
Thirdly, decide and make a decision that you will serve God.
生活上。
In your daily living.
工作上。
In your work.
在教会。
In church.
都只专心想到荣耀神。
Think of only one thing, and it is to glorify God.
今天我们看了这段经文以后，我们看见不单单人受到试探，神子耶稣基督也受到试探。
So from today's scripture, we see that not only man faced temptation, but our Lord God also faced temptation.
我们用这句话作为我们今天的结束，希伯来书四章十五节。因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
So let us close with Hebrews chapter 4 verse 15. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us bow our head and pray.
我谢谢你赐下你自己的话语。
Lord, we thank you for giving us your word.
我们知道圣经上这些话语都是你所默示的。
We know that all these words in the Bible are inspired by you.
也都是对我们有益处的。
And it is useful to us.
是要叫我们能够更完全。
To help us to be more complete.
能够在各样的事上彰显你的能力。
And that in all things we can exemplify your power.
见证你的荣耀。
And to witness your glory. And we pray thee in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.